This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Please do us a favor and drive home safely. We know the roads are out there are very treacherous. There have been a couple of very serious accidents out there on the road. So while you're driving home today, just drive safely, especially if you got a truck. I don't know what it is about people in the truck. People in the truck just drive crazy in the snow. Like, they seem to think that their truck is above approach when it comes to the ice. All right, maybe you can handle the snow a little bit better.
Are, I mean.
But the ice gets everybody. That's I've seen plenty of big-time trucks slip and slide on the ice. So just drive safely out there. Make sure that you get to your destination safely. All of us are trying to get home safely today. We have done this. Every day this week.
We have.
We've given you code word after code word after code word after code word.
All of them.
And now it's time to cash in on that bad boy.
That's right. After the hits. After the hits. If you're the fourth caller to 913-576-7610 and you can tell BK what all four of those code words are, you won the $400 prize pack to my guys over at Santa Fe Auto Sound. You're home for car audio since 1967. You can check them out at SantaFeAutoSound.com. You got to listen to the hits. You call BK, be the fourth caller. And if you can tell them all those code words, you're going to win the $400 prize pack.
So we're not doing it right now. But coming up, you're going to have a chance to win that cool $400. Curtis Fay, Santa Fe Auto Sound.
That's right.
And we got a lot of stuff to get into in the hits. Hit it, BK.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Let's go. Hits are brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. Now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. K-State has a huge game tomorrow against Iowa State. They will put their 9-game winning streak on the line. The Wildcats right now, game and a half up on both Texas Tech and Kansas. Iowa State, though, not far behind, just 2 games back of the Wildcats. We talk a lot about KU and K-State as the top contenders for the Big 12 crown this year. Do you guys think that we've undersold Iowa State as a legitimate threat to win the league this year?
I think we will have undersold Iowa State if they win on Saturday. If they lose on Saturday, I just don't see how Iowa State can get enough wins. Like, right now, you got to think about it like votes. Like, you got to secure the votes. K-State's ahead in the polls right now, and they already have a win head-to-head against Iowa State in your gym. If they can take care of business, they get to 10 wins, they keep Iowa State at 7, and they have the tiebreaker where they beat Iowa State in their 2 games. I just don't see how Iowa State wins this thing. Like, I just don't think they're going to have enough wins to do it. I remember I had the Big 12 contender elimination tour. I just gave it to the wrong team. I gave it to Kansas when it should be K-State. K-State has a chance to eliminate Iowa State on Saturday with the win from at least winning the Big 12.
I think K-State's pretty much already won the Big 12 because they backed up that KU win with road wins at Baylor and at Texas. They went on the road and won at Iowa State and got a big win before K-State really hit its stride. I think Iowa State's a fine basketball team, don't get me wrong, but I think K-State's better, they're more experienced, and they're at home. And before you make fun of me for saying the Octagon of Doom isn't the most dangerous place to play, it's still pretty tough, especially when you got a really good basketball team like K-State has. This, in my opinion, I think the Big 12 is over right now. It's definitely over if they KO Iowa State tomorrow in Manhattan, which, by the way, is a game you can hear right on 610 Sports Radio.
Two.
So all season, it sounded like Bill Self would rather be anywhere than coaching the team that he currently has. That's changed this week. This is a quote from Bill Self yesterday, actually. Quote, in the last week, we've been better at everything. I thought after the TCU win, that was the best the locker room has been all season. I think the last week or so has been a lot of fun, end quote. Any coincidence that these quotes are coming from Bill Self the week that LeGerald Vick left the team?
I do think they pique your interest a little bit. Now, I do think LeGerald Vick is coming back because I think KU needs him. So I'll make this point to be a little fair in the conversation. KU was in a back up against the wall type game. And if you're Bill Self, man, you just haven't had a whole lot of those since you've been up in Kansas. I would say since they played Missouri in the last game in the Border Showdown, how many games will you say KU had to win that regular season game? Man, there just hasn't been any. So if you're asking Bill, knowing the stakes of it, that Bill may play it one way, but Bill knows how tough it's going to be to win this conference. And now, I think he certainly hears it, like most competitors, that a lot of people are finally jumping off ship. People like me that always give KU the benefit of the doubt when it comes to winning the league. I'm not giving it to anymore. I don't think your team is good enough. That some of that is saying is, I don't know if you can coach up this crop of talent. I certainly think Bill would love to be able to say, hey, look, I did it with no Udoka. I did it with the NCAA trying to block Silvio. I did it with Vic gone. I did it with Quentin Grimes not doing it this way. I am still the greatest coach out there. So I do understand a little bit of the comments of it's been a lot of fun coaching it, because this week we can agree more than any over the last 5 years, there's been a lot of doubt directed towards Kansas.
Yeah, I think what Bill Self is saying too, it's a nice passive aggressive way to say that this team's a better basketball team without Gerald Vic in the locker room. I think that's really what he's saying. But to your point, C-Dot, I think you make a really good one. Remember in the Super Bowl, which you loved, right?
It was
great offensive football.
It was maybe the worst game I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, okay, so Bill Belichick's greatest masterpiece, fair to say? He goes out there and holds the Los Angeles Rams and Jared Goff in that offense to 3 points, have been averaging over 30 a game. Would this be a similar thing if Bill Self coaches this crew to a Big 12 championship?
I agree.
And I think Bill Self would really dig that. I think he would take a hell of a lot of pride in saying, I don't have Doak. Silvio De Sousa's out. LeGerald Vick is gone. Quentin Grimes hasn't turned into the player we thought. Marcus Garrett's hurt. And yet I can lead this crew to a Big 12 championship. I think this would be his greatest championship the time that he had in Kansas. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen.
Three. Final hit of the day is brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. So an NFL Network analyst says that the Chiefs are a perfect landing spot for a former All-Pro.
Which defense needs help? Kansas City needs help!
Oh.
And they need... It's Eric Berry, time in Kansas City might be done after this past season and all those injuries, the Achilles that he had to work through. And
They had no answer for New England.
Having Earl Thomas, that'd be a really, really, really good addition and would change the back end of that defense like that.
So my question for you guys, what would the contract have to look like? What would the years have to be for you to be interested in Earl Thomas on the Chiefs next year?
If it has a crooked number in front of the years, I'm not fooling with it. If it's one of those straight numbers, like a one, I'm for it. If you want to sign Earl Thomas to a nice one-year, $7 million deal like Tyrann Mathieu got last year to sign with Houston, a one-year, $8 million deal, basically fully guaranteed, I am on board with it. I think he is a fantastic player, still one of the best safeties in the NFL. I just don't think it is smart to sign a player like Earl Thomas to a three-year deal. Someone, I think, is going to do it. I just don't want that someone to be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you think Earl Thomas would, I think, and maybe that's the bigger question, do you think Earl Thomas would be willing to sign a one-year deal?
I think it all depends on what the market is. It's kind of hard without really knowing what the market is. Now, last year, if this had been the case, I don't think so. But I also think that Dallas would have offered a multi-year deal. It's so hard because we agree if Earl Thomas had stayed healthy, he's getting a better than a one-year deal. But he broke his leg in the middle of the season and you're 30, and now teams are going to use that against him. So it is just very difficult to say without knowing how the markets come together for Earl Thomas.
Which is why this is exactly what I would do, C-Dot. I would call Earl Thomas's agent. And I would say, hey, listen, we're interested. What are you looking for? And they come back. I'm sure they're going to say, we want 3 years and X amount of money. A little bit too rich for our blood, but let's stay in touch. Let's stay in contact and see where the market goes. And maybe a 30-year-old safety coming off his second broken leg, maybe the market comes back to the Chiefs the closer we get to Cam. That's what I would do. I would take Earl Thomas on a one-year deal, just like you said, but not a long-term deal.
And that concludes the hits for the day. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about the top story of the day in Kansas City. But
right now,
it is time to give you a chance to win a super cool prize.
That's right. Be the fourth caller to 913-576-7610. And you can win if you know the four code words that I've been giving you this week. If you tell BK the four code words and you're the Fourth caller to 913-576-7610. You win a $400 prize package to my guys over at Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. You can check them out at SantaFeAutoSound.com. I'll tell you what I'm doing in about 35 minutes, C-Dot. I'm firing up my remote car starter that I got over there. And when I go out there, while you guys are scraping, I'm heading home, man. So you can get $400 goes a long way over there, man. You can get your remote car starter. You can upgrade your audio package in your car. They've got marine audio. They got motorcycle audio. They got video head units. Anything that's messed up with your system, they can fix that. They can get you a subwoofer. Great stuff over there. So if you're the fourth caller to 913-576-7610, you can win the $400 prize package. If you know all four code words, BK is manning the phones right now.
Congratulations to whoever wins that prize. Hey, yeah, BK, whenever you get a chance, just tell us who won. I certainly would like to shout them out.
Absolutely.
Somebody who won the prize today. Coming up in about 40 minutes or so, we'll have a Ask Us Anything to in this week's show with no football right now and baseball season quickly around the corner. We're doing Ask Us Anything to cap off this week's of shows. So the big story right now in Kansas City is not the Chiefs.
Is it K-State basketball?
It is not K-State.
But, you know, the Royals pitchers and catches reported.
No, that's all up there.
Yeah.
The number one story right now in Kansas City is what you're dealing with as you head home. This audio is courtesy of KCTV5. And one thing I'm going to tell you, because some of you, you know, you don't live in an apartment like me, so you got to be shoveling some snow. If you're going to be out there, make sure your cardio is in order so you're not sounding like my guy, Nathan Vickers.
Now to our Nathan Vickers, who appears to be quite busy here at 31st and Summit. Nathan, what are you doing?
Well, this is like the worst hill in Kansas City right now. People are coming up it. They get to about the point that I'm at. The stoplight hits. They have to stop their car. They lose their momentum, and then their wheels start spinning as they go up the hill. So I noticed that gentleman was having that problem, and so I thought I had a minute to go and help him push up the hill. So we've actually had that happen a few times where someone hasn't been even able to get their car turned around to go back down the hill. So we've helped them either push up a little bit or push to the side so they could just keep going down. Since we got here, it's like snowed another inch. And so it just keeps getting worse by the minute. So if you have to go out today, avoid the hills, especially if you have a little car, even with front wheel drive. You cannot make it up this right now.
I want to play just like 10 seconds of this one more time.
I can't get enough of this audio.
Because what's
don't so be making fun of my dude, Nate. Man.
What's
Nate's
so funny of it is, and I don't know who the anchor woman is.
That is Carolyn Long. It sounded like Carolyn Long to me.
Carolyn Long.
She's always very happy, very peppy, no matter what the weather. She's a very fine woman.
She's super chipper in this.
Yeah, she always
and
is.
And then she's kind of mocking that my guy, Nathan Vickers, got the assignment. Like, let's be honest here. You don't want this assignment. There's some assignments, I'm guessing, in the newsroom that you'd love to have.
Yeah.
The assignment you don't want is on 31st and Broadway in the middle of a blizzard helping people push their car up a hill. Listen to how tired and out of breath my guy sounds. He sounds like he just had a pick six in a football game. And then listen to her laugh once they show him. She's like, what are you doing? I'm warm. You're not.
Now to our Nathan Vickers, who appears to be quite busy here at 31st and Summit. Nathan, what are you doing?
Well, this is like the worst hill in Kansas City right now.
Yo, Nate, I'm going to tell you this, man. Keep your head up, brother. Keep your head up, brother. You're out there helping people. You're out there doing the Lord's work. You're out there being a good Samaritan. You're trying to help people out. I appreciate you, Nathan Vickers, out there trying to help people. I'm just going to say something.
Nate's my guy, man.
Make sure you know that you're getting your cardio in, because some of you are going to be out there shoveling snow. Some of you might try to, you know, sled with your kids tomorrow.
Yeah, be careful.
Make sure your cardio is right, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure that your lung capacity is in order, because it did not sound like that for my guy, Nathan Vickers.
Well, I mean, he was probably helping. Like, Nathan legitimately is one of the kindest and nicest human beings you could ever meet. He played defensive line for Truman State. He was a former college football player.
And seems like a great dude. He was just helping people with their car.
He he's a fantastic individual. So I guarantee here was the situation that my guy Nathan Vickers was stuck in. I know him well. I've traveled with him, covering the playoffs, been at spring training with him, and all over the place with Nathan Vickers. He's so kind and so nice that he was like, man, I'm in a spot here. They're saying 45 seconds in my ear, and they're coming to me live, but here's this poor lady over here who can't get up the hill. I'm going to try to help her. I'm going to give her like 35 seconds of help trying to push her. And then I'm going to run back and grab the microphone and try to pull this thing up. I guarantee you that's what happened.
Nathan, what are you doing?
Thanks for asking me, Carolyn. I'm tired because I've been helping people for 45 minutes. And my hands, I can barely feel them. Yeah. That's what was happening. And
I got frostbite.
Some of you think that the weather is bad. And the weather is bad. It's not good. But for some people, bad weather means big business.
So there are a select few businesses who actually love the winter weather. Maybe we need to hear from them to get our positivity up about this.
When winter weather hits, plows and salt trucks aren't the only drivers working on the slick roads. Pizza deliveries spike.
The weekend storm with the Chiefs game, that was probably the craziest weekend we had here.
That weekend was memorable for Houston Hardware, too. Several times this winter, they've run out of shovels and ice melt.
This year so far, we've gone through 97 pallets of ice melt, and there's about 2,500 pounds on each pallet. It's been extremely good for business. We've had open up extra cash registers on the weekend for people buying salt.
So if I'm not here on Monday, that's because I've retired, because I got an idea. And I'm going to give you this free idea. You know I got million-dollar ideas, Brad.
Mm.
Brandon, you're new here. You don't know about my million-dollar ideas.
How can we never do anything with them? That's what I'd like to know.
I'm about to do something with it. I'm going to go to Hy-Vee right around the corner here over on Johnson Drive. I'm loading up on the essentials. Doritos, frozen pizza.
Beer.
Drinks. Toilet paper. Paper towels.
You can make money. You can make money off toilet paper.
And then I'm walking door to door in my apartment asking if you need anything. That's what I'm doing. You need anything? Hey, it's me.
It's Chargers Dot. You need anything?
It's me.
I'm running
you
a new business
well,
here.
All of them?
I'm running a new business here. It's called Carrington's Company. You guys need some paper towels? That'll be $11 a roll. You guys need a frozen pizza? $20. I'm saying $20 for the little Tony's pizza.
You're not
for the
talking
little
like
Totino's
DiGiorno.
Pizza. No.
You're not talking stuffed crust DiGiorno?
I'm talking the little Tony's, the little individual
sure.
pizzas,
yeah.
the ones that you can get 5 for $10.
Yeah.
I'm selling them $20 a piece. You're telling me this weekend you want to go out there? Oh, don't let me start telling you the beer markup out here.
I'm telling
you. Don't let me tell you the beer markup.
You're gonna charge
Chiefs prices out here.
Here's what you should do, too, C-Dot. If you're going apartment to apartment, knocking on doors, don't be selling six-packs. You sell individuals.
No, I'll happily sell you this six-pack. If you want a six-pack of Boulevard Wheat,
how much?
$50.
I was about to say, yeah, $8 a beer.
$50. You want a six-pack? $50. You know what? I'll do you a deal. I'll do a buy two, get the third, 50% off. I'll sell you 18 beers.
$125.
I'll happily sell you 18 beers. I'm telling you, Carrington's Company here. So when you guys are sitting there laughing at me, or you're inside cold, running out of food, and I'm out here selling pizza rolls $10 a bag, you guys are going to be like, Carrington, that was smart. That was heads up.
So you're going to look like, who was that? Who was the librarian guy, Brooks, in Shawshank Redemption?
That's how I'm going to be.
You're going to have your little cart
mm-hmm.
with beer.
That's what I like to
toilet
hear.
Toilet paper.
I like
loaves
the way you're
of
thinking.
Bread, some eggs.
I like the way you're thinking.
And then you're just going to walk around and say, beer. Eggs,
Someone's saying, Carrington, I love your idea, but you're going to have to stay with the bread, eggs, and milk. Oh, you don't know what a loaf of bread is going for, I hear. You know how people treat loaves of bread in situations like this? Like gold. I'm charging you $92 for a loaf of bread. That's what I'm charging you, $92. I'm charging you $52 for a dozen eggs.
The text line has it. Carrington invented Postmates.
I've been trying to tell you guys.
Yeah.
You guys hate on my creativity on this show all the time. Someone said, see that you don't even like the cold. How are you going to make any money? I live in an apartment. So once I get home, I just ain't leaving. I'm walking door to door.
Carrington's going over to Chick-fil-A. He's going to check out Target.
Yeah.
I'm loading up. The moment I get inside my apartment, that's it. I'm not leaving anymore until the snow melts.
So we'll see in what, like
6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
That's it. We'll see
C-Dot back at Easter.
That's it. I'm not fooling with it. No, not at all. I'm not fooling with it. So that's basically the weather. Hopefully you guys are driving safely.
I got a text from my guy, Nathan Vickers.
Nate Vickers.
I told
him. Did you
really? I did. Yeah, yeah.
Nate Dogg.
I told him I said, hey, man, we've been playing your live shot walking up the hill. It's amazing. And he goes, man, I never thought today would end up like this. He goes, this hill's ridiculous. He must still be out there.
You know what's funny?
They left him on the hill.
See, I remember this morning I said, hey, what's that street over there that's one past Main? He was like, it's Broadway. I was like, that's the street. This is the one. This is the one I was talking about. I said this morning there was at least a half dozen cars, like, as I was driving by that were, like, turning around. They were like, not happening.
What time did you pull this audio? I'm just curious. For Nathan's.
Right before the show. So, like,
okay, so 1:30. So the poor old boy, I just got this text from him. He's still on the hill.
Oh, no. He's still on the
hill. He goes, I never thought today would end up like this. This hill is ridiculous. This hill, like, he's talking in the present. So they're keeping him out there for, like, they've probably been throwing live shots at my guy Nate Vickers, the former D lineman at Truman State in the MIAA. He's still out there pushing cars, doing live shots, making his money today.
Nate, I'm going to just tell you this. I don't know if you got an agent or not, but my agent would be calling my employer of, you're not going to have my client outside, and my client's moving to Miami. Can you imagine they've had you outside on 31st and Broadway pushing cars up a hill? Like, no, that would not be going
down.
You
better believe I'm not coming in
tomorrow.
He probably looks like
Schwarzenegger in Conan.
That would not be going down for me. So, Fanning, can you clear one thing up?
Absolutely.
I need you to clear one thing up for me.
What do you need? I'm here for you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what team you're cheering for this year in the Big 12.
Because
I know the Jayhawks are your squad.
They are.
Tried and true.
They are.
But you've had a Wildcat bias. You've been leaning Wildcats here over the last couple of weeks.
I know you've probably done this, Cena. You've been on a date, and then some other girl walks by, and you look, and you peek. That's kind of what I've done with K-State, man.
But see,
I'm sitting at the table with KU, but then K-State walks by, and then I look as K-State goes by because I can't take my eyes off.
He's the personification of the internet meme.
This is a little bit different to me because I can't really speak for anyone else's. I'm married to my sports team. It's not a casual relationship.
I'm not getting up. I'm not leaving. I'm not walking over there to get K-State's digits.
I'm not even looking towards another team.
Yeah, like, I'm married.
I treat it like, I mean, this is like Godfather. This is like Goodfellas. Uh-huh. When I was a Missouri fan, I put my thumb out and someone pricked it and I bled, and I was a Missouri fan for life. I mean, I was a Missouri fan through the Ricky Clemens jailhouse tapes, through Norfolk State. Through whatever, tried and true. Eyes for another.
What about Kim Anderson?
I don't have eyes for another.
The Kim
you
Anderson
appear
years.
To have eyes for another when it comes to K-State.
It is just hard.
And it is
hard for me to not admire what K-State is doing.
The odd thing is you've kind of been dancing on the grave of your own team in the Big 12 race.
I'm being honest here. Like, it doesn't appear to me that KU can win the Big 12 championship and K-State has a better basketball team.
You know what?
Want the truth? Or you want I mean, the truth is K-State's a better basketball team than KU this year.
I will say this,
and Brad, the truth is I do kind of root for Bruce Weber because I feel like he gets a bad rap. Kind of the underdog. Weird voice. People make fun of him.
Over the 2 years that we've done this show together, I don't think I've ever heard you pick KU to win the Big 12.
Yeah, it didn't feel good last year.
Because last year, you were very anti they're not winning the Big 12. You like Texas Tech.
Well, even the first year when we were spring training, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You were like, K-State's winning the national title. I'm like, they're not getting to the Final Four. And then they
KU. I picked KU.
KU.
The year they had Josh Jackson and they had Frank Mason. I picked them to win the national championship. I was wrong in that regard. This is the thing about K-State that maybe I think is a little bit different than you. You seem already ready to have K-State start hanging the banner up.
Mm-hmm.
You seem ready for them to go ahead and give Bruce Weber the extension. You seem like you're already ready for them to start getting size for the rings. I'm not at that point.
I know, and that's understandable. I get it.
Now, they're in the lead. There's the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I am picking K-State. I think K-State's the best basketball team in the Big 12, too. But I'm not going to treat Bramlage Coliseum like it's Allen Fieldhouse, like it's Cameron Indoor Stadium, that no team can come in there and win. Because we agree, Iowa State, it's not unfathomable. It's not unthinkable to think that Iowa State goes into Bramlage and beats them. Yeah. They shoot well. They play good enough defense with no Jada. You know, you don't have five guys in double figures. K-State lays an egg in this game. They lose 72-67 at home. That's not unthinkable, especially in conference play. We've seen how it lost Duke that just came back from 28 down to Louisville, lost at home to Syracuse in conference play. We know what happened. Anything can happen in conference play. And then we agree if that happens – and then K-State has three conference losses, KU has four. Then with the game coming up against KU here in a week, we're going to be having a completely different conversation about this race. That I'm not willing to call it. You seem willing to call it. I feel comfortable enough to say that I think K-State's in the lead, and I think they're going to win. you seem ready to call the election at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, knowing that we still got to count all those nighttime votes. I'm not there yet.
Well, that's fair enough. But my biggest fear for K-State was after they beat Kansas, could they go on the road and beat Baylor and beat Texas? And they did both of those things. That's what big boy, varsity, experienced, good basketball teams do. What is the thing I always say? When you do something great in sports, can you repeat it? I'm not saying you repeated beating Kansas, but what you did is you got a great win over Kansas at home, and then you went on the road and you beat two good teams. I think Texas is better than you think they are.
You don't seem to be fearful of the fact that K-State lost to A&M just a couple of weeks
ago. I'm not. And the reason I didn't watch that game. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I sat around on Saturday, that game they played, and I watched K-State play Texas A&M. I didn't watch it. But it's a game that's out of conference. Like, it doesn't matter.
A&M ain't good, though.
A&M's not good.
A&M's bad.
And you could make an argument that could hurt their NCAA resume a little bit. I think that's a fair argument.
All you need to know about Texas A&M,
I know, Mizzou beat them.
Missouri beat them at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I think that was a game that they didn't have the juice for. They're going on the road. It's not a conference game. We got to go on the road and play Oklahoma State, which they went on the road and absolutely locked them down in Stillwater, then came home and beat Kansas. Like, that's the team. You know, that's the team that you needed to beat. You played great defense on the road at Oklahoma State. You came home, you beat Kansas, then you went back on the road twice and beat Baylor and Texas. I feel like I've seen enough. Now, my fear is that Bill Self's got little voodoo dolls in his office, right? And maybe he took out, you know, one of those pins and he stuck it in Cartier Jada's, you know, finger. So weird stuff happens. Like, Keenan Evans went down last year late for Texas Tech. They dropped three in a row. KU came back and won the conference. So I'm not saying something weird can't happen. But if you ask me right now, who's going to win the Big 12? I don't think it's even close. I mean, you got K-State with two losses right now. You even said it, C-Dot. If they win their remaining home games,
it's over. It's
against
over.
Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Baylor, and Oklahoma, they win.
I'm just
that
saying
finishes them with five losses. And I think we all agree that KU is going to drop one on the road coming home.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just saying is you seem willing to go ahead and give them the four that I'm sitting here looking at it of. Iowa State's a tournament team. You got to go beat a tournament team. You just got tournament teams left. And then that's not counting in of – at some point, we agree, K-State's going to lose. Right now, they lost nine games in a row. I don't think K-State's running the table till the Big 12 tournament. So, at some point, you're going to lose a couple of these games. So, I'm just not willing to count it yet for K-State. I'm not dancing on the grave of KU. I might get my jokes in. I might get my digs in here and there. But I'm certainly not going to dance grave on Kansas in the Big 12, certainly knowing all it takes is just one K-State slip-up, and this is going to be a completely different league. Coming up in just a little bit, there's a little bit of Royals news, plus the two biggest stories right now in the NFL. We'll talk about them coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
There's a story right now on my timeline that says Lorena Bobbitt explains why we need men involved in women issues. I just don't know if Lorena Bobbitt is someone that I would really heed a lot of wisdom or.
She's the lady that cut her husband's junk off. Right?
Yeah, that, you know, sometimes you can deliver the right message.
Oh, sure.
Like, I saw Antonio Brown on his Twitter account. He was saying that organizations have fans tricked. Yes, I believe that. I say that all the time. I just don't know if you're the person to deliver the message.
Probably not. It's Lorena paid Bobbitt. About $70 million.
Lorena Bobbitt is right. Men should be more involved in women issues and some of the fights that women are having.
Sure.
We should be having it collectively.
Absolutely.
As a society.
I agree.
For improvement. Lorena Bobbitt is just not the one that I'm like, man, you know what? I wasn't going to get involved in all this, but Lorena, so like, she's really changed my mind, and now I'm going to be full throttle in this fight.
So
she's not the one I'd be listening to.
So what you're saying, like, maybe Michael Floyd, maybe not the guy to, like, go out there and sell Jack Daniels?
No. That's not the one I'm listening to. You know, that's just not the person I'm listening to. We got to tell you guys who won the $400 prize.
Yeah, shout out to Nate in Lenexa. Nate in Lenexa was a fourth caller to 913-576-7610. He won the $400 prize package to Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. You can check him out at santafeautosound.com. I bet Nate wished he had a remote car starter from Santa Fe Auto Sound.
He's about
right
to get
now.
One here.
I'll tell
soon.
You what, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to fire mine up. So when you two clowns are out there scraping your windshields after work, I'm just going to drive by and honk. And then I'm headed home, boys. But anyway, congratulations to Nate Lenexa for winning the $400 prize package to Santa Fe Auto Sound. Speaking of another Nate, C-Dot. So I wanted to get confirmation from our guy Nathan Vickers. So he texts me. We've been playing his audio, right? He was doing live shots, pushing cars up a hill. So I said, we've been playing your live shot, walking up the hill. We've been playing the audio. It's awesome. So he texts me back almost immediately. He said, I never thought today would end up like this. This hill's ridiculous. So I said, wait a minute, you're still out there? He said, yep. We, BK, you put that audio in the system at like 1 something?
It was like 1:30. The video was posted, so he must have been out there at like 12:30.
Yeah, so he's been out there on the hill fighting the good news fight for over 4 hours now. So check him out on KCTV5.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good on that. So Antonio Brown, while you guys were outside working or indoors working today, a lot has been happening in the NFL. A development has transpired of Art Rooney, the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was down in Florida. He lives in Florida like most old rich people and wanted to meet with Antonio Brown. Makes sense. You're the owner of the team. Antonio Brown has been very publicly unhappy with your organization. Brown said, I don't want to meet with you. I've already made my intentions clear. Then he had a change of heart, like that old television show. And now he wants to meet with Art Rooney. He's going to show a little respect, according to Ian Rappaport, showing respect to the man in charge. He has still requested a trade. Steelers have not yet decided what they want to do with Antonio Brown. But at the very least, the owner will now get the opportunity to sit down with one of the best players on his team, clear the air, and see what happens. This is all courtesy of Ian Rappaport. BK, you can go ahead and mark this. I do not think Antonio Brown is going to be on the Pittsburgh Steelers past the NFL Combine. I think this deal gets done. I think we've seen that Antonio Brown is not willing to play ball with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he is going to force his way out of town. Now, you don't want to lose somebody's talented Antonio Brown. I think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer whenever he decides to hang up his cleats. But this situation, I think, has grown incredibly toxic for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You've already got, in my opinion, one toxic situation. Doesn't matter who was wrong, whether it's the owner, whether it's Le'Veon Bell. We agree that situation was not good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've moved on with James Conner. The situation with Antonio Brown. He went AWOL 3 separate times last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A Week 17 game in which the Steelers needed that game to go to the playoffs. Now, some other things had to happen, but if you don't win your game, you cannot go to the playoffs. Antonio Brown just leaves before the game? Doesn't practice? Doesn't play? Isn't at the game? Nah, man, Antonio Brown can't come back into that locker room. I think we're going to see in the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks, Antonio Brown is going to be traded to another team. I do not think he can be on this team past the NFL draft.
If I was the Steelers owner, I wouldn't even meet with him. I'm done with you. We've paid you almost $70 million to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. You're a giant pain in the ass. You don't care about your team. You throw furniture off your deck. You almost hit a grandpa and his 2-year-old grandson. You drive 100 miles an hour in our neighborhoods. You're not a good individual right now, you know? And I hope at some point Antonio Brown, he's 30 years old right now. And I hope at some point Antonio Brown is sitting back and going, man, I wasted some really good years being a complete a-hole. I don't want Antonio Brown on my football team. I don't want Antonio Brown anywhere near my locker room. One of my favorite quotes is that cemeteries are filled with a lot of people that thought they were irreplaceable. The NFL is going to be just fine without Antonio Brown. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be just fine without Antonio Brown, okay? You know, and oddly enough, this story came out of Pittsburgh because BK showed me this earlier in the week. There's this thing called the 48-hour challenge, and what kids are doing is they go missing for 48 hours, and the goal is to get their picture on social media or on the local news. They don't care how it affects their parents. They don't care how it affects the police officers who are trying to look for them. They don't care how it affects anybody. That's what Antonio Brown kind of reminds me of. Antonio Brown just wants attention no matter if it's bad or good. I don't want Antonio Brown anywhere near my locker room. If I'm the Steelers, I don't even meet with him. You trade him for whatever. You want to give me a 4th-round pick? I'll take it. You want to give me a 2nd-round pick? I'd love that. Give me a 4th-round pick. I want this guy out of here. I don't know any team that would want to put up with that, especially a team that's got a really good tight end or a team that's got a receiver or a good running game, has multiple options offensively. Because you know what's going to happen when Antonio Brown gets 3 targets and 2 catches in one game? He's going to lose his mind, and he's going to revert back to the same guy he was in Pittsburgh. If I'm the Steelers, I don't even meet with him. I trade him for whatever I can get, and I move on.
If I'm a team like the Indianapolis Colts, I'm very interested in Antonio Brown. If you're telling me that the Colts can go pick up Antonio Brown for a 2nd and a 4th-round pick, you can package him with Andrew Luck, and you can really try to make a go at this thing. Like, I understand here in Kansas City we're looking at, like, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl next year. The AFC feels kind of open. It does. It mm-hmm. feels kind of open. The Patriots are certainly coming back to the pack as Brady is only getting older and more banged up. We have no clue what's going to happen with Rob Gronkowski. The Patriots are coming back to the pack. So I'll be looking at the AFC as completely wide open. Now, if the Steelers are going to let you talk to Antonio Brown and talk to his agent, and you can kind of see where his head's at, I would have no problem trading for a Hall of Fame wide receiver and giving up a second and a fourth, a second and a fifth for a guy who could help put you over the top, because that's certainly who Antonio Brown is. He could help put you over the top.
You know who his agent is, right? Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah, I mean, he's at T.O. He's got Tyreek. Get Antonio Brown. He's so frustrating to me because nothing drives me crazier than seeing really talented people screw things up by being jerks. Really. And that's what Antonio Brown has done. He's got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh with a franchise that took him out of Central Michigan. And he's turned himself into one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and he's pulling this stuff. Drives me nuts.
The other big story right now in the NFL is Kyler Murray. And you're not sure if he's worth a first-round pick or not.
I'm really not, for a couple of different reasons. First off, the size issue is a thing. All right, I don't know how many 5'8 quarterbacks are going to go out there and tear it up. And I've seen a lot of things on Twitter. Gil Brandt, who's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, who, man, knows a lot of stuff. He had the breakdown of number of batted passes down by shorter quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's great. Not, you know, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees didn't have any batted down. He compared him to taller guys. That's fine. Kyler Murray started 14 games in college. And he's 5'8". And now he's built up like he's going to be the number one overall pick potentially by the Arizona Cardinals. I love a lot of things about Kyler Murray. To me, he was appointment television when Oklahoma was playing this year. But that seems to me like a tremendous risk to draft Kyler Murray that high and try to build your franchise around a 5'8" quarterback that started 14 games in college. I wouldn't do it, even though I think he's electric, I think he's fun to watch, all that good stuff. I'm not so sure I want to take a high draft pick on a 5'8" quarterback and try to build my franchise around him. That's too risky for me.
The experience doesn't necessarily bother me a whole lot with him, because that just kind of is the NFL right now. Now, Cam Newton, he wasn't a longtime starter in the SEC. He got drafted number one overall. Mitch Trubisky got drafted fairly high in the NFL. He didn't start for a whole lot of time. I just look at Kyler Murray as a tremendous athlete that I'm not necessarily as worried about the experience. But the size to me is an issue. Like, we've seen short quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've seen short, small quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah. Kyler Murray, to me, comes off as small. Like, Russell Wilson, to me, doesn't appear to be as small as Kyler Murray is. Yeah, Baker Mayfield doesn't appear to be as small as he is. Drew Brees doesn't appear to be as small as Kyler Murray is. Now, maybe that changes here. You get him on a different diet, weights, all that kind of stuff. You can make him bigger, and maybe he was trying to keep his body a little bit leaner because of the whole baseball thing, that now he'll put on 20, 25 pounds here.
How's that affect his speed, though?
I'm just not banking on someone who I think is as small as Kyler Murray and him standing up to how physical and violent the NFL game is. Man, it is one thing to be doing all that stuff in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
It is another thing to be doing all that stuff against the Packers, and then you got to play the Cowboys, and you got a game on Thursday Night Football. I just wouldn't trust his body to hold up long term.
Yeah, me either. And the other part of that too, C-Dot, and we talk about this. There's only a handful of really fast guys that you see in college where they look that fast when they get to the NFL. The example I always use is Dexter McCluster. I mean, he was untacklable, uncatchable when he was at Ole Miss. Got to the NFL, they could catch him. DeAnthony Thomas at Oregon, couldn't catch him. Got to the NFL, they can catch him. Kyler Murray looks fast in the Big 12. I don't think he'll look that fast in the NFL.
Coming up, we'll answer your questions. Text line 69306, as we do every Friday to close things out. It is Ask Us Anything. Go ahead and send your questions. We'll get them on the other side. It is a drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
I have a question.
Yes.
In these conjugal visits, you can have sex with women?
Yep.
You sure can. Okay, I'll do it.
That's a very good question.
Yes, I thought so too.
Drive home safely. It is a drive. Carrington Harrison here. Brandon Kiley here. Brad Fanning here. Getting you ready for the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. I know many of you are rushing home. I know you want to see a Ray Allen. I know you want to see a famous Los. I know you want to see a Migos in the Celebrity Game.
We got John Hamm, Eric Stone Street, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis. Are they playing in this
thing
too?
Nah, they ain't playing in it. That's a different kind of celebrity. This is basketball. They might be playing that wiffle ball out there. This is the good old round ball, the games that Dr. James Naismith created. out there in the celebrity game. I love the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
I think the celebrity games are stupid.
I like the celebrity game. I like that they added horse a couple of years ago. I wish they made horse a little bit of a bigger deal. I'd love to see more NBA. I'd love to see Steph Curry just take on somebody in a game of horse, just how he could shoot. Like, I love the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Where is it this week?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte.
Charlotte this week, yeah, and it is in Chicago next week, yeah, or next year. And I feel like after that, it's in Cleveland, because a lot of people think that could be LeBron's last All-Star game, and they kind of want to be in Cleveland. But we'll see what happens. It is time for Ask Us Anything. Text line 69306. So if you got a question, now would be the perfect time to ask it, and we will answer it. Text line 69306. Would you draft Zion or R.J. Barrett, number one overall?
I think you got to go Zion, don't you?
I don't think you can pass on Zion Williamson. Like, R.J. Barrett, I think, can be a good NBA player. There are players in the NBA like R.J. Barrett. There are not many players in the NBA like Zion Williamson. I don't know how you get the number one overall pick.
There aren't many human beings like Zion Williamson.
No. I don't know how you can get the number one overall pick and pass on Zion Williamson this year. What is your favorite NBA dunk and three-point competition memory? The dunk contest, I mean, I think everybody has the exact same one about Vince Carter.
Spud Webb. I like when Spud Webb won. I thought that was cool.
You thought that was better than the Vince Carter one?
No, that's a good dunk, but I just like seeing Spud Webb dunk. That was amazing.
I will say this, though.
Dominique Wilkins was good.
Yeah, I don't know. I would actually show this. BK didn't know this or not, but the 1988 All-Star game, the dunk contest, the Jordan one, you know, the iconic one or whatever, he does the same dunk twice. No one ever talks about that, how Jordan
does two of the same dunks twice.
Was terrible in the dunk contest. Like, literally terrible in the dunk contest. It was just Jordan in the free throw line dunk. Is pretty cool. I mean, dunk contest, I think Vince Carter is the right answer on this one. I will say this, a couple years ago, the Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine one was amazing. Like, I went into it just like, it's the All-Star game, I'll watch it, whatever. That's the best dunk contest ever.
Yeah.
Like, go back and watch it. It is the best dunk contest ever. Three-point contest, I don't really have many great three-point contest memory stories.
I like when Larry Bird went over and was talking smack and asking who's finishing second, and then he goes out and kicks everybody's ass wearing his warm-ups.
I mean, that's by far the best story. Like, that's the iconic moment about the three-point contest. Yeah, I think this one has, like, a really cool moment. I mean, Steph's doing it in his hometown. His younger brother doing it. Seth is doing it. I mean, it'd be kind of cool they let his dad go up there and shoot. Like, I mean, cool. I kind of feel like this should be pretty much a Curry's weekend. Them is the first family of the NBA. Text line 69306. BK, what is your favorite restaurant in St. Louis?
Mimo's.
Probably a place called Bailey's Range. It's a burger and beer spot downtown. It's pretty good. That'd probably be my number one go-to.
I went to some brunch place in St. Louis. I was there not too long. I went to go see Drake there. St. Louis is a little bit underrated. A little bit.
It's a great food and beer town. It has really good food, really good beer. It doesn't have many great areas, though, to go to.
That part's fair.
I got a funny story for you from downtown St. Louis, BK. So I was there for Channel 5 covering the NCAA tournament, Kansas-Wichita State that year. And we get back to the hotel. We're going to run and grab something to eat. I don't know the name of the place. Regular bar, whatever. So we get a pizza. We're eating. We're walking back to the hotel. And these girls look over, and they're laughing at me. And I'm like, what the hell are they laughing at? So as I walk out, I feel like there's something dragging on my shoe. Like, I thought maybe I had toilet paper. Well, I was in such a hurry to get out of my suit and change into a pair of jeans that I wore the day before. I had my underwear from the day before dragging behind me as I'm walking out of a bar. True story in St. Louis.
I wouldn't have told nobody that.
It's pretty funny, man.
I would have kept that story.
Don't you think it's funny, though?
No.
These girls are pointing at me and laughing. I'm like, what the hell are they laughing at?
It's a good story.
No, it's an entertaining like, story.
I mean, how did I go the entire time, walk all the way from the hotel, probably half a mile or whatever we went to get to the bar, sit down, have a couple of beers, eat pizza, and not notice that I had underwear stuck in my jeans? And then by the time I get up to walk out, it's hanging out of the bottom of my jeans.
I want to give you guys a quick thing you should watch. I was telling you about Netflix. Oh, this is going to be a good week to test how much you guys really like the AAF. You ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't got nowhere to go. KU doesn't play anybody that matters. Missouri's getting smoked in their game on the road. And K-State plays early in the day. They play, I believe, 4 o'clock. So it's going to be a really good test to see how much you guys like the AAF. I watched this show called Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix. It was some of the wildest stuff I'd ever seen before in my entire life. Like, literally some of the wildest stuff I'd ever seen. Now, it's going to make you very angry. because I don't think you watch the show with two people maybe as dumb as the parents in this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, watch Abducted in Plain Sight. It's short. It's only like an hour and 15 minutes.
It sounds like it's going to make me angry. Will it?
It absolutely will. It will make you angry at just how naive two parents can be about their 13-year-old daughter hanging out with an adult man.
See, oh, Dirty John's coming out soon? Came out yesterday, actually.
Dirty John what? Season 2?
Season 1.
Already seen Dirty John. It's on Bravo right now. Okay.
Well, it's coming on Netflix tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's going to be on Netflix. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you. Because you can just download it and I pay for cables. You can just use your login. So, I got it. I got you.
One of my buddies just texted me because, why'd you tell that story on the air?
That's what I was saying. Keep that. I would have told
nobody.
It's
a funny story, man.
I just wouldn't have told nobody that story.
You're telling me, guys, that hadn't happened to a lot of guys out there listening right now? I guarantee it has.
Nah, it ain't never happened to me before. I mean, some weird stuff's happened before. That has never happened to me before. Text line 69306. Are you more of an Xbox or a PS4 guy? I am actually an Xbox person. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of wish I got a PS4 now going back. Like, I think the PS4 is much better this console generation than the last one. Like, last one, I thought the Xbox 360 was better than the PS3. This time, I should have got a PS4. Yeah. I don't play video games enough to justify having both of them. Plus, I have the Nintendo Switch, so I don't need all three of them.
Yeah, I'm an Atari guy, so.
The Nintendo Switch is good. I like that one.
It happened now. I already own it. There was a deal where, I don't know, it was one of those things, like, literally on the internet, probably twice a year, someone will, like, find some way to, like, get over on this company. So there was a Target coupon code. It was for 15% off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could stack it up to 15 or 7 times. It was 15% off. You could stack it up to 7 times on any non-Apple product in the store.
Mm.
So I got a Nintendo Switch for like $104.
Nice.
And I told a lot of people. So, like, I mean, you know how anything. People abuse it. Like, some of my friends got like a drone and got like a 70-inch 4K TV and people got laptops and nice cameras I'm telling you, twice a year, someone will find something really wild on Twitter, and you got to take advantage. I remember one time somebody posted their employee discount code to Ralph Lauren. So, like, everything was just, like, 50% off on Ralph Lauren's website. And
somebody
just
did that?
Yeah, somebody posted it. Like, somebody's employee discount just got on there. So, like, everybody on the internet was just buying Ralph Lauren stuff at 50% off.
Somebody got fired that worked at Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you already wanted to get fired from Ralph Lauren,
that's a good way to do it.
I know a lot of people that bought stuff. So, I don't know what the deal is for this year, but it'll certainly pop up. Thank you so much for listening. Drive home safely.
Watch that Fire documentary on Fire Festival, one on Netflix.
You got to watch both of them, though. Yeah. You got to watch the Hulu one and you got to watch the Netflix one, because I think they both fill in the gaps really well of what the other one does, because Hulu actually has Billy on there. So Hulu paid Billy to be a part of it. And he's like not a narrator, but he's like an interview person that they ask. And they also had one of the people from the Jerry website that was in charge of social media.
Yeah.
They had one of them on there. So it kind of tells more of that side. The Netflix one, the people from the Jerry, they actually are involved in the making of it. So it doesn't really discuss it.
It was wild to see that it got to that point. That dude's in prison now for 6 years.
Yeah, that guy, he was... The crazy thing is, I don't think he would have went to jail for the Fire Festival thing. He went to jail because you did the Fire Festival thing and then you kept doing it. That's why he went to jail.
Yeah.
Like, you literally got caught with one scheme and then instantly went back to try to find another scheme. Like, you were stupid. You were just moving way too wild out here. Drive home safely. Coming up after us is Bink at Night. Rock with my guy, Bink. I believe we are all off on Monday because of President's Day.
We are.
I asked to work on Monday, but they said no one's going to be listening, and it's snowing outside, so take the day off. So we'll all be back on Tuesday. Coming up, it's the draft.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.